You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Before we get into our entree, let's note that today is a special day.
Once a year, the eyes of the nation turn to this tiny hamlet in western Pennsylvania to watch a master at work. The master, Punxsutawney Phil, the world's most famous weatherman, the groundhog, who, as legend has it, can predict the coming of an early spring. So I guess the question we have to ask ourselves today is, does Phil feel lucky?
Then it's the same old shtick every year. The guy comes out with a big stick and raps on the door. They pull the little rat out. They talk to him. The rat talks back. And then they tell us what's going to happen.
There it is.
And what did he tell us today, Jeremy?
Early spring. So that's exciting. Which I feel like we've had that here recently with our 60-plus degree days.
All right.
Yep.
Well, the change is coming. The wintry mix for this weekend. So get ready for rain mixed with snow. And the high country, they're saying, could still get up to 2 feet of snow out of this system. So that's good for those of you who want to go boarding and skiing. So yesterday I was camped out in the basement while Gretchen was giving her piano lessons. And normally I flee the house because it's just sometimes too much to hear a bunch of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds just pounding away for hours and hours. I mean, they're adorable, don't get me wrong, but after a while you're like, I need to escape. But I had so much stuff I had to do that I just came down to the basement to do it all, and I was listening. And a couple of things I noted. One of the kids who's 8 years old is learning the song that they chose, because they get to pick songs to work on. And the one they picked was the Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams Are Made of This.
Okay.
So for 30 minutes yesterday, I heard Eurythmics on piano. And I was like, that is such a weird selection for an 8-year-old to take a 40-year-old song like that. But she loves it and wants to learn that. So that's what they're studying. So it was just kind of funny. But the reason I wanted to talk about this is because there was one kid who I could even hear was playing some song, and you could tell she's quite the beginner, but she still was doing well on a pretty difficult song. And later I talked to Gretchen, and Gretchen says, yeah, that girl is 8 years old. This was her third lesson. And in her third lesson, she's playing songs that some kids take up to a year to learn.
No way.
On her third lesson. And Gretchen says, you every once in a while will stumble across a kid like that. The first lesson, they learned like a basic keys. Second lesson. And by the third lesson, they're playing songs. And she said, it's just one of those things that there are some kids that just get it. And it flips that switch with them. And I thought, that's an interesting thing that, you know, everyone who's listening right now with kids, you all know that one or maybe two things that your kids came out of the womb like prepared to do. Mm-hmm. Like they have a natural, innate skill or talent for something. Like look at these other kids, Jeremy. They take lessons for a year and they can't play that song.
They just can't get it. Yeah.
Third lesson, she does it. Now your kids take music lessons also.
They do.
So you know what I'm talking about, that it's like probably, I bet either Lila or Reed, one of them, has a little bit more talent for it or is wired for it than the other one.
Yeah, I mean, when you started talking about this, like my mind immediately went to my son who he's you know, picked up the guitar with Josh, our producer, and started playing it. And he's playing the trumpet and the piano. Like he was one of those kids before we actually put him in lessons that he would turn on a YouTube video and watch somebody playing the piano with a particular song. And then he would start learning it by ear. And the next thing you know, he's got a whole song memorized and he's just sitting there at the piano playing it. And so we were like, well, let's get him actually into some actual lessons so we can start reading music as well. So he's got that natural talent when it comes to the music, and it fascinates me because growing up I did piano and drums and I struggled with it. I was not that kid. And then my daughter, drawing and art, I should send you some of the pictures that she does of dogs. It's like they're realistic pictures of dogs, and it's fascinating to watch
her
like watercolor and everything. And I just know in her future she's going to have some sort of natural talent when it comes to art.
See,
and it's
I
the
love
coolest thing to watch little kids do this stuff, and they're so good.
Yeah, I love that when kids discover that one thing that they are really good, they just have that natural innate ability. Anyone who likes to argue that all kids are the same and they all have the same talents, you're living on freaking Mars. I mean,
yeah,
they're wired so differently. Gretchen's youngest daughter, she's a college student. I met her when she was 9. And she has this really weird ability for organizational stuff and order of things. That's kind of hard to put into words.
She's awesome at Tetris.
Yeah, that kind of thing, only with
spatial
just everything
recognition
in life. Yes, she's got like these skills and she could do all of this stuff really young that I would be like, how did you figure that out?
Yeah.
You know, some kids are like born math geniuses. Some have music. Some have
dance.
You've
seen these
kids
that are like martial arts experts or like coding experts at 8 years old. They can do coding and build websites and stuff. I follow this kid, believe it or not, on Instagram, who's got to be 7, 8 years old. And I just love watching him because he jams on the drums. They put like a Foo Fighters track behind him or something, and he just gives those drums hell. And I'm so jealous. I see these kids, and I'm like, I was not blessed with anything like that. No, I mean, maybe my quick wit. I mean, maybe that could be something I could lean on, but nothing as far as, you know, athletic ability or musical talent. I mean, I like to draw and stuff, but that took years to kind of hone in.
Yeah, I feel like people have something that is their specialty that they can learn and master quickly. And it's funny to sometimes to watch it in kids because, you know, we get all wide-eyed. Like, how did you do that? Like the girl on her third piano lesson playing a song.
That's pretty
and I'm not talking
awesome.
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. I'm talking a song.
Yeah, I love that. And I'm just so impressed like, that you're wired that way.
Yeah.
So I posted this on Facebook a little bit ago. I said, what's your child's natural talent? And I do have to give kudos to Kelly and Dustin. Kelly said arguing and Dustin said not listening.
You know what? You each get a ding. How's
that? Okay, now that's funny. That is a natural talent for sure.
We're talking about kids with natural talents, what they're born to do. And like strange talents too that maybe you didn't expect. Listen to a couple of them that we got sent to us. Bella says, I had a stepbrother who could do multiplication of 2 3-digit numbers in about 10 seconds in his head. In other words, 374 times 951, and he could do that in his head in just seconds.
I can't even comprehend doing that. It's just, it hurts my head thinking about that.
Bella says he was a freak. Now he works for some strange government agency. I'm not kidding.
That's the thing. Like, kids with those abilities, yes, they will go far in life.
They get
do something
scooped up,
very
right?
cool, right? Yes.
Yeah. Monica says, my niece could speak 3 languages fluently when she was 7, and it's not like she had hardcore lessons. She just learned them.
Yeah. You just
so she's
it up.
Not sitting down doing, what's that, Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta
she's not
Stone,
doing something
yeah.
like that. She just on her own at 7 became fluent in multiple languages. That's another job. Where the government might scoop you up also is if you are really talented at multiple languages, you could be very valuable.
Yeah, so neat. We got a message from Nancy Pants. My kid is a natural when it comes to baking. He's currently 15, was a finalist on a kids baking show on the Food Network when he was 12. That's pretty
See, that's
rad.
Cool.
Jamie said, my 9-year-old daughter picked up my iPad one day, got on Procreate with the Apple Pencil, and started making the most beautiful landscape drawings. I had no idea. I asked her, how did she do that? She said, I just see these beautiful pictures in my mind. Whoa, that's
See?
Trippy. And then I like Randy. Randy says, my son got into woodworking in middle school. He was a natural. He made me all my cabinets in my garage. He's a natural builder. Randy.
<That's>, you know,
his
that
woodworking
kid will make
kid.
A lot of money in his life, I'll tell you that.
A little carpenter, man. He's
man,
like,
that's
he's like Jesus.